This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This is what I'm talking about, Limits.
I know the way to set the mood today.
This is real music you're finally playing.
Oh, yeah.
Who's this?
I know that no one cares more about music in this world than you, and maybe Bob Dylan.
Maybe.
Bob Dylan second to you. I wanted to make sure that this was good.
After Pump. Who are we listening to?
We're listening to Red Barn by Gary Pratt.
Somebody out there might remember Tracy Pratt from the old Buffalo Sabres.
What about Rob Pratt, who works at KDKA?
Wonderful man. Look at this, Limits. He's wrong. That's what I would say. He's dead wrong.
Who?
Bill Cowher. Anyway, I was just looking something up. I'll get to that in a moment. How are you? How was my birthday? It was good. It was great last night.
I'm glad.
I didn't do anything. I golfed. I went right from here to Ogle Bay. I shot an 88 yesterday.
Oh, very nice.
Oh, yeah. It was great.
No birthday dinner?
No. I went home and there was miscommunication. So we had birthday dinner at home. We didn't go out to dinner. Yes, of course I had a birthday dinner at home.
There was miscommunication? Did your family forget it was your birthday?
No. It would be boring and complicated on where we were going to meet for dinner and such and everybody's schedules. But we did have a nice cake, although we didn't eat any of it because my daughter came home grumpy from a long day of school and sports and everything. So she was grumpy. I was grumpy by the end of the day. And even Susie and Bailey were grumpy. Mm. So I didn't care really at that point. So we didn't have candles or anything. We're going to do that tonight. We all decided that it would be best to do it tonight.
So just
and then
like,
I get a day after party. Isn't that a nice thing?
Yeah. Why not a 2-day affair for your birthday?
Didn't you used to like it as a kid when somebody would be late with a Christmas or birthday present? You get that bonus present a day or two later?
Sometimes people will wish you happy birthday a week after your birthday.
Yeah. I don't mind that. What's the cutoff rate?
I'd say probably a couple of days.
Not a week?
Yeah.
I think 2 weeks.
I'll take it. 2 weeks?
Yeah, I think somebody 10 days from now says, hey, by the way, happy birthday. I'm taking that.
So
absolutely.
The first week of the Steelers are playing, it's September 7th, and somebody says, oh, happy birthday, Joe. It was 2 weeks ago. Well, happy birthday anyway.
Yeah.
You'll treat it the same?
Maybe a month. Yeah, maybe a month. Honestly.
Do you ever tell people a fake birthday?
What do you mean?
Like if somebody asks, like, when is your birthday? Or like you're talking to a stranger and you
Why
just tell them a random
so
day.
Why is it so hot in here? What is Crowley doing here? It's like 80 degrees. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
The booth in here is also controlled by the AM side, and they like it as an ice box.
I know.
Over there. So I had to turn it off every show.
I know. What were you saying, though, before that? You forgot?
No.
Just didn't want to say it anymore?
Pretty much.
Right,
so you didn't eat
that.
So you did not eat your birthday cake like
no,
Donnie Football's wedding cake.
Right. The birthday cake is still whole in the freezer waiting to be eaten tonight. And I'm starting to like this strategy because it's now a birthday that's playing out over 2 days. I like that. I like it a lot.
Did people when you were growing up ever have a birthday week? Like they treated the whole week as their birthday?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And that's why, you know, we have at least a week, and I say a month, where all happy birthdays are welcome and in play, so to speak. I did watch my Indiana Fever last night, shorthanded as they are, beat the Seattle Storm. That was gigantic. Aaliyah Boston.
Good present for you.
Aaliyah Boston from St. Thomas, where my sister Claire lives, was outstanding last night. So that was very helpful on my birthday. And then I watched Mitch Keller actually pitch a good game.
St. Thomas, like the island St. Thomas?
Yeah. Island St. Thomas. I can't work in these conditions. It's like a song. I don't know. Why does Doran put up with this? Why is it so hot in here?
Doran is built different.
He is. He can put up with the heat. Let's do a six-pack limits. Obviously, Bob's not here, which we're all saddened about. I was reveling in the birthday present that he gave me. I also woke up this morning for my morning weigh-in at 205. I have 199 in sight. Back in early June, I weighed in at an all-time high of 224 pounds. That's NFL linebacker material. How much does Alex Highsmith weigh? He's built out of muscle. Can you find that out? And I was just like, what have I done?
He's 240.
He's 240. Okay, I'm within 15 pounds of Aaron Highsmith. Or Alex Highsmith, even. Maybe Aaron Smith. I got the two confused. And was just sickened by it. So that's when everything changed limits. And I never thought and haven't thought for 25 years that I would ever see 199 pounds again. And now it's in sight. This is like a team having an unexpected season. And that wild card spot is right there for the taking.
Last year's Detroit Tigers, their late surge.
Yeah, right. I'm at 205. 199 is on the horizon. I can get there, but I don't know how because I kind of plateaued right now. I've added swimming. Did I tell you that?
No.
Yeah.
Where are you swimming at?
Right around the corner here. Green Tree Pool, Wilson Pool. But now they close this week for some odd reason. I guess because they can't get any help
the end of
everybody's
summer.
Back at school. I know it's the end of summer limits, but they should still stay open until Labor Day. They're going to be open Labor Day. So why not be open this week? Because people are back at school. They don't have enough help. But they don't need a lot of help because there's not going to be a lot of people there. But I wanted to be there because swimming, I think, is the next frontier. I had tubes in my ears when I was a kid, and I'm scared to get water in my ears. Therefore, I've been scared to go swimming for all these years because I'm afraid if I turn my head the wrong way, water's going to go into my ear and then into my brain, and then I could die from it. I don't like swimming for that reason. So I sent away for an unbelievable swim cap that has ear protectors on it. And it's like a whole new world. I'm like a fish. I'm like a fish in the water limits. I'm like a minnow.
No paranoia at all there.
No, not anymore. And now I can swim. And I think that's the greatest total body workout you can do, in my not so humble opinion. You?
I love swimming. I used to take swimming lessons when I was younger.
Did you?
Yeah, I still swim. Do you want to come swim in my pool?
Yeah, I do. I'm going to have to, as a matter of fact. Can I do laps? Your pool's not big enough to do laps in.
No, it's not. I mean, you can go back and forth.
Okay, I'll do that. It's like going back and forth in a bathtub. I might have to do it a million times to get
it's
any
bigger
effect,
than a bathtub.
Not by much. Not by
Jeez,
much.
Jeez, you're underselling my pool.
But I see 199 on the horizon, and it's gigantic. It really is. It's a sight I never thought I would see again, literally, in my life. Let's do a six-pack in honor of Ron, since Bob's not here. There we go. The first item, the Steelers have their roster, at least such as it is right now. Some guys will be brought back. Some guys will be stashed away. Some guys, at least one guy, will be put on the injured list, according to Jerry Dulac. That'll be Will Howard. So, as Gene Hackman said in Hoosiers, my team is on the floor. Of course, he only had four players at the time. Limits. The Steelers hopefully will have 11 at any given time. And are they any good? That's the question. That's the question. There's a lot of people out there who think that they're really good. There's not many who think they're really bad. And of course, there's a ton who think they're somewhere in between. But one of those who thinks that they're going to be really good is their former coach, Bill Cowher, who said this is the best Steelers roster since their last playoff win. And I vehemently disagree, Limits. Their last playoff win was the 2016 season. Well, in 2017, they went 13-3. They lost Ryan Shazier. But that was still a pretty good team. There were weaknesses on defense, but come on. They had first team all pros, two of them, in Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown. Juju was an afterthought with 900 yards receiving. Martavis Bryant would come in when he was, you know, right and ready to play and was good. They had two pretty good tight ends in Jesse James and Vance McDonald. Come on, Limits. What are we talking about here? Plus, you know, if you're going to rank rosters, if you're going to evaluate rosters, you weight different positions differently, correct? Like your starting running back weighs heavier than your nickelback, right? Or your second corner, correct?
Yeah.
Your quarterback would weight very heavily. At least it would in my rating system. And the quarterback that year was Ben in his prime. Okay? So please don't tell me, Bill Cowher, that a 28-touchdown Ben from that season isn't better than this version of Aaron Rodgers. Come on. With Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown and Juju, Martavis, Jesse James, McDonald, James Conner was a backup. Come on. What are we talking about here? We had Pouncey. We had DeCastro. Was Big Al on that team, and was he good at that point?
I think so.
Ramon Foster. What are we doing here? Now, defensively, like I said, they definitely had some holes, but they had some good players, too. In fact, they had another first-team All-Pro in Cam Hayward. Mike Mitchell, before he sort of rapidly declined, was a vicious hitter back there. Stephon Tuitt and Hayward. Ryan Shazier, before he got hurt that season, was a Defensive Player of the Year candidate. Terrible take by Cowher. The secondary had issues. I'm not gonna deny that. But it's a terrible take. And I wanted to start the show with that, Limits. And even the next season. What about 2018? They missed the playoffs that year, but they still went 9-6-1. And that, again, was a pretty good version of Ben. So, again, I'm sort of heavily weighted here with the quarterback. He had 34 touchdowns and 5,000 yards passing. So that right there is a huge advantage for the 2018 Steelers over this team. James Conner was great that year. Juju, Antonio, before he quit the team, they both made the Pro Bowl. That was a pretty good team. They had some internal issues, shall we say. T.J. Watt was a rookie on that team. Tuitt was still on the team. Hargrave was on the team. I categorically disagree. I could be proven wrong, but I disagree. Next, Limits, there's a phenomenon happening here. We'll get in, by the way, to the nuts and bolts of the roster. I mean, some of that stuff is interesting, particularly at receiver, and there is a big story there that's brewing, and I'm going to tell you about that in a minute. But I was reading the Post-Gazette today, and there's a writer there whose first name is King. Were you aware of that, Limits?
First name King?
Yeah.
No.
You should be. You're the beat writer, and you should comb the Post-Gazette every single day of your life for story ideas.
You work there.
His name is King Jamison. Jamison. I've never met him. He did a story on the Savannah Bananas. Were you aware that they've sold out two games at PNC Park?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, very aware of that. Friday and Saturday.
Have the Pirates sold out two games on the same weekend this year yet?
Maybe Yinzerpalooza weekend. I know they sold out opening day, and they sold out one big Paul Skeen start when Philly came to town.
All right. Well, this is one of these things on the sports horizon. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
You're going to pack PNC Park for something in sports? That's a big deal. The Savannah Bananas are sort of like UCF to me. Is that what that's called these days?
The UFC?
UFC?
UCF? What, the college? College football coming to PNC Park? You
that's
know?
How on the periphery UFC. It's popular. Very popular.
Very popular.
But there are two sports, two things in sports that are in my consciousness, but I pay no attention to.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I'm vaguely aware of them. I'm sure other people have this with sports, some high profile ones, that they just don't pay much attention to. They're selling out PNC Park twice in a row. And the King writes that they also have, you know, just a huge, huge following out there. 10 million followers on TikTok. They're selling out major league ballparks. They have more than a billion views on YouTube. What is happening here, Limits? When I spoke to you this morning, like when you and I talked before the show, I don't want to get your complete take on something because then it ruins our back and forth. But you sounded very disdainful of the Savannah Bananas. What's the problem?
No, I'm not disdainful. It's just not my cup of tea. Like, I'll be working high school football this weekend, and then I'm planning on going to the Penn State game on Saturday. I just don't have much interest in going to Savannah Banana Baseball. I like traditional baseball. I don't like that, you know, if you hit a ball into the stands and a fan catches it, it's an out.
I think when I read about it, and the little tiny bit I've seen, it's fun. It's the Harlem Globetrotters in baseball. It's just flat out fun. And by the way, baseball, traditional baseball, as you call it, can be incredibly boring at times. So I would say that traditional baseball might want to be very aware of their competition, because that's exactly what the Savannah Bananas are, is competition.
And I've even seen the owner. I saw an interview that the owner of the Bananas did a couple weeks ago that was saying, like, we don't feel like we're really competition for MLB. We're an alternative, basically, to baseball and
an
entertainment product.
If you're walking into major league ballparks where the home team can't sell out, but you can, you're competition, and you're vaguely playing the same sport. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, they've sold out NFL stadiums, Joe. They've put a baseball field into an NFL stadium and sold it out, whether it was Charlotte, Tampa. They've done it at so many different venues, and that's why I think that they have back-to-back days at PNC. So a lot of people like it. I understand why a lot of people like it. As you mentioned, it's just like the Harlem Globetrotters. It's just something that does not really appeal to me.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. It's called Banana Ball, King writes, with everything from wild in-game dances to backflip catches to a first baseman from Butler. They have a couple local kids on the team who perches a bat on his face before stepping to the plate. So I think if you and I went to one of these, we'd be entertained and have fun. Do you agree with that?
Probably.
And is there anything wrong with that?
No. No, I don't think so. It's just, I'm very traditional when it comes to my sports, as you know. And I just, when I look at that, I'm just saying to myself, it's not baseball. Like, it's an entertainment product. To me, it doesn't feel like baseball.
Some of it is baseball, though. I mean,
some of it is.
These guys make oh my God, the umpire did a flip. I'm watching highlights right now.
Yeah, the umpire's dancing and doing flips, and they're playing music where, you know,
hold on,
people are dancing
here
before pitches.
But there's also this shortstop makes an unbelievable play over second base, where he then puts the ball between his legs and fires it to first, and the umpire calls out and then does a flip.
Oh, these aren't like scrubs that are out there playing. These are actual guys that can play baseball.
This is unbelievable.
They make some good plays, whether it's good catches. Some of the guys can really rope the ball.
It's a form of baseball. We can both agree on that, just like the Globetrotters are a form of basketball.
Yeah, a form.
And the a form of baseball. Right?
I'm not going to get it confused with actual baseball.
I am, because that's what they're playing, basically. That's the sport that they're playing. They're just playing it in a different way. And the thing that I would be actually concerned about if I was Major League Baseball is taking the younger generation, kids, young people, and getting them indoctrinated into this. This is not something to be ignored, I don't think. It would be, you know, if they were going to play in some tiny ballpark somewhere in front of 2,000 people. They're selling out PNC Park twice on back-to-back nights. That is incredible to me. And by the way, if somebody's out there who's into this, I'd love to hear from you, because I'm very curious about this now that I watch it and now that I read about it. And you should check out the piece at postgazette.com by King Jemison. I'm curious to see how this goes. 412-928-9370. All right, Limits, give me the next one, please. I think there's a receiver on the horizon here. Thank you. And I think that receiver is going to be Marquez Valdez-Scantling. He's being connected to the Steelers. Aaron Wilson, very good at what he does. An incredible nuts and bolts reporter, an old school, savvy old news hound. I mean, he'll report if the most obscure guy in the NFL cleared waivers. Like, he runs lists of these things, like, you know, Franklin Beetlebach just cleared waivers and, you know, is headed to the Saints practice squad. He'll have 27 tweets like that on a Tuesday afternoon. So he reports that the Steelers are interested, and what makes this especially intriguing is the fact that Valdez-Scantling has a history with Aaron Rodgers. They played together in Green Bay. And when you look at the numbers, they hooked up on a lot of explosive plays, but the target rate wasn't great. And that's sort of, I guess, part of the story with Valdez-Scantling, is he's a two-time Super Bowl champ who's made some big plays and did for the Chiefs. One big catch in particular, I recall. And even in Green Bay, made some explosive plays, but he's also disappointing at the same time. Just cut by the Seahawks. Now, I'm reading a piece on Steelers Depot that dives deep into his history with Rodgers. And they run this number. Aaron Rodgers to Valdez-Scantling for his career in the regular season. 2,091 yards, 13 touchdowns, 33 explosive plays. I think that was in 3 or 4 years that they were teammates. And we also know that Valdez-Scantling spoke very highly of Rodgers. Limits, you said you had a clip to that effect from last year. And I know Rodgers has an elephant memory on both those who have spoke kindly and not so kindly of him. So maybe that'll factor in the equation. Let's hear it.
This is Marquez Valdez-Scantling on the Zach Gelb Show.
Man, he's one of the greatest teammates you'll ever find. He cares more about his teammates than about the game of football. You know, I think that's something that people don't really understand, because they get this perception of him that he's, you know, this whatever, this diva, or that he's all about himself. And that's the furthest thing from the truth. Aaron is taught me so much stuff, you know, on the field and off the field. He's, you know, a big advocate of just your mental health and how you approach, you know, life, not even just football, and, you know, the things that he's gone through, you know, over the years. He shares that and kind of just lets you know, like, hey, I'm human too. You know, I may throw this football really, really well, but I'm human too, and, you know, I have bad days, I have good days. And just for him to, you know, be able to open that up and be a great friend to me, not even just a teammate, but a great friend to me. I'm forever indebted to him. You know, he's one of the guys that'll text me, you know, and say, hey, I'm proud of you. You know, even if it's, you know, completely random, you know, just, you know, hey, I'm reaching out to you, love you, bro. Like, those are things, you know, like I said, I haven't been his teammate in, you know, 2-3 years now. And, you know, we still have that same relationship.
That's interesting to me. And I think obviously plays into this story with Aaron Wilson reporting this. Here's a guy who has size, who has unbelievable speed, but whose production, whose actual production, look at the targets compared to the receptions. 1 year in Green Bay, he had 73 targets and 38 receptions. 1 year, he had 56 targets and 26 receptions. More disconnections than connections, oh limitless wonder. And yet, I just read you those numbers, a healthy, very healthy yards per catch, even when he's playing sparingly. And he scores touchdowns, or at least has at some points in his career. Four last year. Four of his 17 catches in New Orleans were for touchdowns. He averaged almost 23 yards a catch. There was 1 year in Green Bay, the year I mentioned, he had 33 catches, six of them for touchdowns, and an average of almost 21 yards per catch. I'm going to guess that this is the guy. I'm going to say by the end of today and maybe by the end of this week that this guy will be a Steeler. Your thoughts, Limits?
I think it's a good possibility. I mean, he's only 30. When you look at his overall body of work, it's not great, but he does have the connection with Aaron Rodgers. It would be better than a Randall Cobb type of situation. He only played 8 games last year, 17 catches, 2 the previous year, or bouncing around with Buffalo, 17 catches and 2 catches overall with the Saints and Buffalo. I would be all right with it. I wonder where he would fit into the equation, though. Maybe as the number 3, well, what does it mean for Roman Wilson?
He actually might be a good guy to fit in the equation in this way. And we've talked about this. And it's comical to me. There's so much talk about Arthur Smith and the tight ends, for example. So this is the year that Mount Washington becomes a receiving weapon. Okay, fair enough. Jonnu Smith is going to play a ton of roles. Wait till you see him in this offense. Okay, him too. Freiermuth, man, he's going to light it up now. He's going to see a ton of one-on-one coverage. He's going to have other guys like Jonnu Smith absorbing other defensive backs and linebackers. Wait till you see him this year. All right, well, now we're up to 3. DK Metcalf, incredible. Ben Roethlisberger tells us we haven't seen the best of DKs. Never had a quarterback like this. Wait till you see the magic they make. It's going to be crazy. Okay, now we're up to 4. Roman Wilson took a big step forward from everybody who covered camp in the preseason. He was struggling for a while. Then he started to get it. Rodgers loves him. Okay, now it's 5. Calvin Austin III. He took his big step forward last year, at least a little one. He could still be the number 2 guy. You watch, he's going to be good. That's 6. Scotty Miller, all he does is make plays. Rodgers loves him. Brady loved him. His stats aren't great from his career, but all he does is make plays. Okay, that's 7. And we haven't mentioned the running backs. And wait till you see, says Ray Fittipaldo, and I believe him, how much Kenneth Gainwell is on the field. All right, that's 8. Jaylen Warren has been a third down back, very good out of the backfield. Apparently he's going to be a bell cow, but you got to be versatile. You got to catch the ball too. That's 9. Caleb Johnson coming in. He could also see a lot of time, particularly as the season goes on. That's 10. So how much room is there? You tell me, Limits, in a multiple tight end offense for a highly productive, high volume number 2 receiver. I would say not much. And Valdez-Scantling is not that guy. Not a high-volume guy. I'm not sure that they need or can even incorporate a high-volume guy. It doesn't make sense to me based on simple math. But what they might need is somebody who already has a connection, a rapport, some chemistry with the quarterback here, and a guy who in limited plays can make big things happen. That does make sense to me. So I think of all the names I've heard so far, yeah, there's better guys. Of course, Jakobi Meyers is a better player. Of course he is. It's also going to cost more. He also wants a new big contract. And where and how does he fit in this alleged multiple weapon receiving offense? Now, I'm going to have to believe that to see it, by the way. But Valdez-Scantling might make the most sense out of anybody I've heard so far. Next. Shedeur Sanders makes the team in Cleveland limits. Are you excited about that? And here's my question. Now that Kenny Pickett is on team four, we have Joe Flacco, we have Dylan Gabriel, and we have Shedeur Sanders, who some people think was set up for failure in the preseason. My God, they blitzed him in a preseason game a bunch of times. How dare they? How many starts over under 1.5 does Shedeur get in his first year?
Over. I think he gets 2 late in the season.
I don't. I think that Flacco is going to fare a little better than people think, but I don't think he's going to stay in one piece. And I think they're very high on Dylan Gabriel and going to give him every chance to succeed. I think Shedeur, barring, you know, injuries in front of him to both guys, will only make one start. But he is quite clearly a story worth watching. Next. Another receiver who changed hands, by the way, was Tim Patrick, who goes to the Jags. He had 176 catches, over 2,400 yards, 15 touchdowns in 4 seasons with Denver and 1 with Detroit. Okay? So I think he had 33 catches, about 400 yards, 3 touchdowns last year. He's had a torn ACL. He's had a torn Achilles. But now he lands in Jacksonville. I didn't have much interest in him. My God, he's had more injuries here than Martin Straka. Did you, Limits, want him?
No. No, I really didn't. It's simple as that.
Thank you. Next.
You're welcome.
He's an interesting guy. Don't get me wrong. I mean, anybody is at this point for the Steelers in that position. Here's a little treat for you. And I think we should have a moment of silence for Donnie Football. Actually, why don't we wait on this? Coming up next, there was obviously a bunch of notable cuts in the NFL yesterday. And one person in particular made me think of our guy, Donnie Football. And we're going to have our first Donnie Football Friday in a couple days here. And I'm very excited for that. But this one hit hard. And then there was another former Steeler released that I think you'll be interested in. Although I don't think any team will be interested in.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.